This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending the 12th of May, 2017. Well, let's start off in the debt markets. Japan's government debt reaches record high by end of fiscal 2016. Roughly $10 trillion in U.S. dollar terms. Their population is roughly one-third, which would be the equivalent of the U.S. debt being at $30 trillion rather than the measly $20 trillion. But Japan is one of the most indebted countries that there is. I won't read the whole article. Basically, you know the premise. We are in a debt bomb across the globe. Japan's one of the leading countries in debt. They've gone on an austerity situation for decades and have not come out of it. Moving on to the debt scene with Canada, Moody's downgrades the credit rating of Canada's Big Six banks. Moody's Investor Services downgraded the credit rating of the Big Six banks late Wednesday, reflecting expectation of a more challenging operating environment for banks in Canada for the remainder of 2017 and beyond. This, of course, is another key indicator that not only is it a global problem, but that these problems on the debt bomb are global and they are systemic, meaning that one place could blow up, which would cause other places to follow suit. And finally, to finish off the bond market of the debt theme and moving on to something else, from MarketWatch, David Stockman, quote, "This bond market is one giant bubble." You can read his book, Trumped. He talked about it on Greg Hunter's USA Watchdog. You can watch that on YouTube and listen to what David has to say. I'm pretty much in agreement with just about everything he says, especially how big the debt is, which is irrefutable, and the inability to pay it off under any circumstances. The way it will be paid off, most likely, almost guaranteed, is by a currency destruction. So moving out of the debt markets and into the stock market, again from Wolf Street, Wolf Richter writes, "The Great Narrowing of the S&P 500." Very interesting article. Basically, the new 1% gained $260 billion since March 1st, and the 99% lost $260 billion. What he points out in these 10 weeks from March 1st, 2017, is that the FANG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, have all done fantastic. And I've talked to a money manager about this a few times. Facts are the facts. These very go-go stocks, reminds me of the go-go stocks of the 50s. Regardless, they are moving up. But if you look at the broader market of the S&P, everything else is not doing so well. Caution is everywhere in the stock market. I think this market could extend probably into the fall, but look for a fall in the fall this year. And going to the currency markets, this is from Motherboard, and the article reads, "China is on track to fully phase out cash." Another indication that we're going cashless on a global basis. Experts believe it won't be long before China, the first country to introduce paper money, becomes the first to go totally cashless. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Bitcoin this week as it rides the Japanese demand to a record $1,800 in just 2 days after surging to $1,700. The Bitcoin surged more than 5% at one point Thursday, reaching a price as high as $1,839.23. A lot of nation states are coming into the Bitcoin forum, using it or allowing it to be used basically through throughout their nation states. So this is very, very interesting what's going on with the alternative currencies led by Bitcoin. We're going to address that in our June issue of the Morgan Report, and also I'll be on some free articles, Prospector News for one, and I'll probably be doing a few interviews about it. We've been following this fintech space for quite some time, and we see it a little differently than most. It doesn't make us right or wrong, just a different angle on what's going to take place in the future as we struggle to regain monetary sovereignty, and whether that's achievable or not remains to be determined. And to wrap this up with the precious metals, gold and silver, both lackluster. Gold's fallen under the 1250 level, and silver's been in the low 16s. They've got a bit of a bounce, and what we've seen is that the HUI has actually had two very strong days. Could it be the bottom? It's too early to know. But nonetheless, I'd like to move on to the New American that published an article on Monday, the 8th of May. Texas takes a big step toward freedom from the Fed's money monopoly. This article is about the Texas depository, which would take the money back or the gold back to their state, put it in their own state depository. And basically, the whole article talks about states' rights and what that means versus what the government's federal jurisdictions entail. And so far, the bill has been passed in the House at the state level, and the bullion bill now goes to the Senate for that body's consideration. Great article. I'll just read one of the comments. It's pretty interesting here. Yes, finally, perhaps we need to move further to Texas. God protect the honest men and their endeavors to bring a stop to the raping of Americans by the Federal Reserve, or more aptly put, the bankers' cartel. I'll leave it at that. You can make up your own mind. And that's it for this weekly perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.